Peace Out is written and narrated by Chanel Sang and produced by Rob Griffiths with Jess Judd. If you're enjoying our podcast, would you think about supporting us through Patreon or maybe making a one-time donation? Your donations help keep the lights and the mic on. Thanks for thinking about it. And check out bedtime.fm/support for more info. Thank you. Hi, this is Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm happy to be here today because Calla the Red Panda and Chuff the Snow Leopard are going to meet someone special. Let's find out who after the calm down countdown. Let's make sure we're sitting or lying down comfortably. Take a long breath in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Keep breathing like this. Before I count down, let's take the next minute to imagine something. Close your eyes and just take a second to take in that darkness. It's a blank slate. Let's slowly fill it up with things that make you happy. Have you ever heard of people talk about your happy place? Maybe it sounds silly, but it can work. Where's your happy place? Where do you feel safe and loved and happy? It could be a real place you've been to. It can be a place that you go to every day, like your room. Or it could be a place you've imagined, just somewhere that's just filled with things that you love. Take a minute and start filling your blank slate with things that will make up your happy place. A place that you can go to anytime, whenever you close your eyes and imagine it. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Keep your eyes closed. Keep lengthening your breaths in and out, taking in as much clean air into your body as possible. When you imagine a happy person, you're probably picturing someone smiling. Smiling not only expresses our happiness, smiling is also good for you. When you smile, your brain releases feel-good neurotransmitters or chemical messengers that send messages from your brain to the rest of your body, all which help calm you by lowering your blood pressure and your heart rate. Let's do that now. Keep your eyes closed and smile. How about a bigger smile with teeth this time? That's it. And now, try to smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. And relax. Relax your mouth and your cheeks. Feel your face muscles relax and droop down a little. Breathe in nice and long. One, two, three, and out. Three, two, one. Calla and Chuff are making their way up the mountain, hoping to find treasure at the top. Cal is a red panda, and she's left her mom and family behind. Last time, she realized that even though red pandas are independent and like to keep to themselves, they all still need each other. As they were climbing up, Kala got that feeling that she was being followed again. The first time it was Chup, who she felt shy around. You can go back and listen to that one, all about the feeling of shyness and introversion. But this time, it isn't another vegetarian snow leopard. It's another red panda. That's right. Cal and Chef met another red panda who had spotted them a while back and followed them to see what they were doing. His name is Hangzana, and he told Cal and Chef that he is part of another group of red pandas that live nearby. Would they like to meet them? This, as you can imagine, is exciting news for them, especially Kala. More red pandas? She's so excited to meet them, but what about the treasure? Turning back now would make their journey longer. But then again, when would she ever get another chance to meet more red pandas, more family? Sometimes, when we're happy about something, we'll clap our hands together. You can do this next exercise sitting or lying down, whichever you'd like. If you're sitting, sit up tall, roll those shoulders back, and lift your chin. If you're lying down, make any adjustments to your shoulders, hips, or wherever you need to feel comfortable. Now stretch out your arms to the sides, like you're making a T with your body. Stretch out your fingers. We're going to breathe in as we bring our hands together, straight out in front of our chest, as though we're clapping. And then breathe out as you bring your arms back to the floor or out to your sides if you're sitting. It's going to look like a very slow motion clap. Ready? Breathe in and bring your hands together. And breathe out and stretch them out. Breathe in, hands together. Breathe out and stretch out. Keep doing this at your own pace now. Cal and Chef talked it over, and Chef convinced Kala that they should go with Hangzana to meet the other red pandas. She's as excited to find the treasure as Kala is. But, as she told Kala, when will they have another chance to meet another group of red pandas? So they're going to make a detour. You can lower your hands down now. Relax your arms. Shake them out if you need to. Before we go, let's do one more thing. Another thing that we might do when we're happy is cheer. We were doing a lot of cheering here as we watched the Olympics a couple of weeks back, and now as we watch the Paralympics, watching those athletes trying their best to go for the gold. So on the count of three, let's cheer. Woo! Ready? One, two, three. Woo! This might be the loudest we've gotten here on Peace Out. So let's do that one more time. One, two, three. Woo! Next time, we're going to meet the other red pandas and talk about the feeling of tiredness and taking care of ourselves. I hope you'll join us in 2 weeks. Until then, peace out and peace within.